In Isleworth news this week, plans to regenerate Ryde High Street are set to move forward after a councillor says bureaucracy delaying the project has been removed. Reuben Loke says the scheme has been in planning for around 6 years, with funding secured through the Heritage Action Zone programme. He says work can now begin immediately, with residents and businesses to be consulted on detailed plans. Proposed improvements include pedestrianisation, new street furniture, trees and planting. Prime Minister Andy Burnham said this week he will seriously consider proposals to regulate ferry fares to and from the Isle of Wight. Isle of Wight East MP Joe Robertson raised the issue in the Commons, calling high fares the island's number one cost of living concern. He said expensive crossings were affecting tourism, healthcare and education. Mr Burnham said he understood the importance of ferry prices and invited Mr Robertson to bring forward proposals. Finally, the Isle of Wight Autumn Walking Festival returns from October 3rd to 11th, inviting walkers of all abilities to explore the island. The festival features guided walks through coastal areas, countryside and heritage sites, ranging from gentle strolls to challenging hikes. Most walks are free, but booking is essential. Organised by Visit Isle of Wight, the event highlights the island's 500 miles of footpaths and UNESCO Biosphere Reserve status. More news in an hour. I'm Sammy Harrison.